When is the right time to pray? You'll find out in this episode of 5 Minutes Closer. I'm Vaughn Weatherford, and this is 5 Minutes Closer. For the next 5 minutes, let's explore some biblical truths and apply them to your life. No podcast, including this one, can transform your life or give you what you really need. Only Jesus can do that. You can find out why in what I've called the first five episodes of 5 Minutes Closer. Each following episode explores scriptural truths that, if you follow them, will bring you 5 minutes closer to the person God created you to be. Let's see if we can get you 5 minutes closer. My grandparents' farm was just outside of Jonesboro, Texas. That's a little community right in the central part of the hill country of Texas. They didn't have convenience stores back in those days, but Jonesboro had the prototype, Maynard's Texaco and Grocery. If you needed gas for your car, you went to Maynard's. If you needed diesel for your tractor, you went to Maynard's. If you wanted to mail a letter, you went to Maynard's. That's because the Jonesboro Post Office was located inside of Maynard's Texaco and Grocery. Said so right on the sign. Basically, for whatever you wanted to do in Jonesboro, you probably needed to go to Maynard's. As James brings his letter to a close, he identifies the right time to pray. Anytime is the right time to pray. Here's how James says it in James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person has great power as it is working. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain, and for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth bore its fruit. In this passage, James identifies 4 times to pray. 3 of them are obvious, 1 maybe not so much. The first is certainly obvious. We should pray when we're going through a time of suffering. Most believers immediately turn to God when they suffer, and we should. Life can be tough. There is no greater place to turn in difficult days than to the arms of Jesus. Turns out there's no greater place to turn on all the other days, too. James says, when you're suffering, pray. Then he says, when you're happy, praise. Now, sometimes we don't think of praise and singing as a form of prayer, but we should. The fact is, whether we're happy or sad, we should be praying. James continues by listing 2 more times that are a little more obvious. When someone is sick, we should pray. He describes this in verses 14 and 15. Then in verse 16, he says, when you have sinned, you should pray. Most believers would agree with that. When we don't feel well, we turn to the God of healing. And in those times when we've blown it, when we've made a mess out of our lives, we turn to the God who forgives. Just don't forget, when you're happy, to turn to the source of your joy. So when is the right time to pray? Today is the right time to pray. It's always the right time to pray, to go to Jesus with your heartaches, with your hurts, with your joys and with your happiness and everything in between. Every day is the right day to pray. And now, you're 5 minutes closer. My prayer is that these 5 minutes have challenged you, inspired you, and caused you to consider applying God's message for your life from His Word. To find out more, visit our website at 5minutescloser.com. Join me next time to see if we can get you 5 minutes closer.